Well, grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you here this day from our triune God. I'm going to guess that just about every one of us here this morning has at least one or two pet peeves that we have. And I guess I want to ask the question, why do you think it is so easy for us to oftentimes share those pet peeves, to talk about them or to tweet about them or to post them online, and rather than to lift up maybe those things in our lives that bring joy to us each and every day? We all have our pet peeves, but how many of us can say that we also have our pet joys? We all tend to gripe and grouse about things, but how many of us take time to compliment or congratulate each other for the good things that are taking place and happening around us? Where are our graces to be found along with our gripes? Now, if you've been wondering about some of these things like I have in recent years, well, then maybe it's time for us to enlarge now our small talk a little bit and expand it to include our joys and our inspirations that we have in life. And instead of just commenting perhaps on the dreariness of the weather this winter, or maybe what's going wrong in the world around us today, why don't we instead celebrate and congratulate and bless and compliment each other in those conversations, that small talk? So the holidays are now behind us, and the kids, after a little bit more of an extended break from Christmas, are back in school now. And of course, what that generally means then is that their crazy schedules are once again demanding much time and attention from parents and grandparents. Generally cold and dark outside still. Winter just seems to be everywhere around us. And also now we have to deal with all of those TV commercials about weight loss programs and about tax return help, right? And yet, so where is the joy then to be found in any of those things? And yet, you know, there is joy to be found everywhere around us, each and every day and in many, many occasions. We just need to pay a little bit more attention, I think, to it, and then to pass that joy along to others. In today's gospel reading, we have the story of Jesus' baptism. John the Baptist actually closes out his mission now with a word that combines the promised salvation and the coming of the Holy Spirit together with a warning about the judgment or the fire that is to come. It's kind of a good news, bad news type scenario. And yet Jesus, here in his inaugural moment, his baptism, is nothing less here than just simply good news for all people. The heavens are opened and the Holy Spirit descends now with a physical force, and the voice of God the Father proclaims Jesus to be the Son and to be the Beloved, to be the one who makes God well pleased. In other words, Jesus here in the water brings God joy. Now, last week it was all about the Magi and coming to the house where Jesus was, bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh with them. These were gifts that they were giving to the Christ with joy. And now it is God's turn to give the gift. God gives Jesus the gift of his blessing and his pleasure. God gives Jesus the gift of joy at that moment of his baptism. And God's pleasure is that's a real divine promise for Jesus is found in that baptismal gift. God's pleasure and God's presence drifts down upon Jesus, we hear like a dove. And Jesus immediately then begins with his baptism and is imprinted then by God's good pleasure. You know, when I think about imprinting, the thought that especially comes to me has to do with birds. You know, birds tend to imprint their relationships and their connections very critical times in their early development. In fact, new hatchlings, whether they are chickens or geese or ducks, they all focus on the very first moving creature that they encounter outside of the shell. And then they will follow that creature for some time. Now, almost always, that will be a good thing, because Mama Goose or Daddy Duck is usually the one who is present when that eggshell cracks. But sometimes there may be a problem. For example, if the egg is hatched in an incubator box, well, then it is the human being who is caring for the new hatchlings who become then the object of those babies' imprinting. Or if the egg happens to hatch, let's say, close by a friendly dog, well, then the duckling's mom will forever be a barker and not a quacker. You know, whatever the identity of their first imprint, that new baby bird will follow and focus upon it, whether it is a safe or a sorry path. Jesus's imprinting here at his baptism was the voice of the Father declaring God's divine pleasure and the presence of the Holy Spirit physically and deliberately present. No wonder Jesus' mission was marked by nothing less than joy. French theologian Pierre Teilhard d'Chardin once said that joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. Jesus' life was an active reflection of God's own pleasure that he received at that very moment of his baptism. Experiencing God's pleasure at his baptism empowered Jesus then to live a life that was, in fact, pleasing to God. And a life spent experiencing God's pleasure is always a life filled with joy. No wonder then that Jesus was always getting together with his friends for dinner. No wonder that he was also often viewed rather suspiciously by those serious religious folks as being kind of a party animal, eating and drinking and talking and canoodling with all sorts of questionable characters. You know, Jesus felt God's pleasure each and every day of his life, and the gift of that approval brought then to him unlimited joy. It was a joy that Jesus also was willing then to share with all of those who believed that they were forever outside of God's good pleasure, those tax collectors and sinners, the sick, the poor, outcasts of all sorts, and even Gentiles. Jesus reached out to include all of these persons as well, because he himself received and recognized God's good pleasure, God's love, as being a gift of grace. Now, if we do not receive God's love and God's pleasure as, we don't receive God's love or God's pleasure as any kind of an earned bonus that we somehow get. God's pleasure in us, God's acceptance of us, God's grace towards us is always and forever will be an unexpected, unattainable, unmerited, and unearned gift. God wants the divine pleasure in us to multiply into joy, into a life that is filled with the joy of salvation and thankfulness for God's gift of grace. You know, it's still very early on here in year 2019. And so what if we were to make a resolution to focus perhaps less on our pet peeves this year and more about our pet joys. And instead of bonding with strangers, say at the barber shop or at the cafe or at the microbrewery, over things like bad weather that we're having or all of the troubles that we are finding in the world right now, that we instead looked at what brings God's pleasure. Can we replace these pet peeves that we have with pet joys? You know, this year will mark the 20th anniversary of the Columbine school shootings. And back in 1999, when our country was sucker punched by the violence that took place in Littleton, Colorado, Daryl Scott, who was the father of the murdered student Rachel Scott, established what was called Rachel's Challenge. It was a foundation that was devoted to motivating and educating and bringing positive change to many young people. And over the years, Rachel's Challenge has organized hundreds of different speakers to go out now into schools, speaking positive words of joy and hope and love to teenagers who might otherwise have fallen victim to that abyss of despair and hatred and violence. And in place of despair, Rachel's Challenge has offered a vision of compassion and one of kindness, of love and acceptance. Rachel's Challenge offers struggling teens a glimpse of what it means to experience in their own lives God's pleasure in them. I'm also reminded that after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting back on December the 14th of 2012, that former NBC news person Ann Curry tweeted out at that time a challenge for those who were following her on Twitter. And she asked them to commit to doing 26 acts of kindness, one for each of the lives of those children lost on that day. 26 joyful actions, 26 expressions of love that demonstrates God's grace and God's pleasure in a still very fractured and fragmented world inhabiting the grace of God's creation. 26 opportunities for bringing God's grace into the world. It's a story that I really love telling congregations. It's about a man who was looking for a new church home. And as he entered the church building, he was looking around for the pastor there and was met instead by the church custodian who happened to be sweeping the floor. And the man asked the custodian, "So what's this church like?" And the custodian responded back, "Well, tell me what your old church was like." "It was terrible," the man replied. "The people there were mean and unfriendly. They gossiped all of the time. The pastor's sermons were dry and boring, and the music was terrible." "Well, that's pretty much what you're going to find here," admitted the custodian. And so the man moved on in search of another church to join. However, a few hours later, a second man also happened to enter the same church building, and he too was seeking a new church home and ended up running into the very same custodian. "So tell me, what was your old church like?" inquired the custodian. "Oh, it was wonderful," said the man. "It was full of loving people who were always there to help you. The pastor was kind and caring, and the music was inspirational. In fact, I really wish that I could have just stayed there, but I had to relocate on account of my job." "Well," said the custodian with a big smile, "that's pretty much what you're going to find here at this church." So the man decided to stay and to join the church. We find in life what it is we look for. So perhaps it's time for us to replace those pet peeves with some pet joys. Perhaps we should even keep a joy inventory going. You are God's beloved, and you bring to God great joy. And also, remember this. We don't reach out towards God's good pleasure. We reach out from God's good pleasure. Amen.